Hi, I'm Tasia, the Jill of all trades.
And I'm Farron, your Bohemian baddie.
And we are Millennial Frequency.
This segment is about our Millennial Declaration to express what the is going on in the world.
We have 20 questions that need answers.
And clearly, we don't have them.
Hey guys, this is me, Farron, aka your Bohemian Bad Gal. And this week for the Millennial Declaration, I wanted to touch on mental health because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And life can be just hard, okay? And sometimes we can be hard on ourselves. So what I wanted to go over are 20 affirmations that you can say on a daily to help with your mental health and give you a positive mindset. Now, with these affirmations, you want to tailor them to yourself. So you want to personalize these affirmations. So these are just examples to give you like an outline on what you can say daily or what you want to use for your affirmations. So this came from lemonadebrain.com. So just vibe with me on this. So number one, I'm just going to shoot 1 through 20. My dreams are happening now. Opportunity comes easily to me. I excel in everything I do. My mind is filled with love and gratitude. I only attract the best situations. I choose happiness and abundance. I can reach any goal. Success is always knocking at my door. I must simply open up to it. I have the courage I need to succeed. I can climb this mountain. I have amazing determination. I know how to keep going. I am rich in relationships, wealth, and love. It's not if I succeed, I will succeed. I am ready to accept my dreams as reality. I am confident in my abilities. Today is going to be my best day. The world needs the talents and blessings I can offer. I attract people and resources that I need and that belong in my life. I am grateful for the success and experiences I have. So I thought those were 20 dope affirmations or give you an idea on how to create an affirmation and have a positive mindset on a daily. So you say these as you look in the mirror and say these in the morning or whatever to start your day. So that is the Millennial Declaration for the week.
The top is hot, the top is hot, the top is hot, the top is hot.
Hey y'all, it's Farron, your Bohemian baddie, and I'm here to give you the hot tops for the week. So, what do I want to talk about first? So, Game of Thrones. Episode 5, y'all. Do y'all watch Game of Thrones? I know a lot of people have been upset about the season. Feel like it's kind of rushed. The story is being rushed. And I've been pretty straight. I've been good on the episodes, but baby, episode 5, it left me like upset. Like, what the fuck? Like, today's Monday, so today I was just kept coming to my mind. Like, what were they freaking thinking? So, spoiler alert. So, not really. Well, just skip through this one little tidbit if you think it might ruin Game of Thrones for you. But anyway, throughout all of the seasons, Daenerys, and you just got it. If you don't know, just go ahead and watch it. Like, get caught up. I got caught up in a month, and it's 8 seasons now. But anyway, Daenerys, I mean, she has been this noble lady all of this series. And I mean, she's been about the people, for the people. But she turned into the Mad Queen. Like, her dad was called the Mad King. She's turned into the Mad Queen. Tyrion asked her. He's her hand. Tyrion asked her if they ring the bells, please call off the army. Like, call off your men, the people, you know, they'll give in if they ring the bells. Just, you know, save them, spare them. Like, don't kill these people. So she's already been upset about different things happening with John and Masunday being murdered and, like, all of her people around her, her council being murdered and everything. So she doesn't know who to trust anymore. She's just mad, big mad. And they got there to Westeros and Anyway, they got there to King's Landing. That's what it is. They got to King's Landing, and lo and behold, the army dropped their swords. They were giving in. They rang the bell. I don't know. They rang it, but everybody, y'all got to get into, like, the memes and stuff, too, for Game of Thrones. They said Daenerys did not hear those bells. She heard Nuck If You Buck, because, baby, she turned around and took a look at the Red Keep. And it was Dracarys, okay? She started lighting up the streets of King's Landing, baby. Lighting them on fire. She just kept going and going with Drago's, her dragon, until they killed damn near everybody. And it, I was just like, why did they... She was just this good person this whole time. And then you ended the last season, the final season, with her... You ended with her killing everybody and her turning into this crazy mad queen. So I didn't like that. I also didn't like how Cersei died, even if she's dead, because it was just, it was very underwhelming. Like, she just, everything just collapsed on her. The building collapsed on her and Jaime. And that's just, I want to see blood. I want to see her head get cut off. I want to see maybe her body parts get cut off, or her just being dragged through the streets. You know, I want her to die that way. I know it sounds heartless, but whatever. And I didn't like the way Jaime left Brienne the Stallion. Like, he just left her in Winterfell and went to Cersei, and everybody was thinking that he was going to kill Cersei, but he done embraced her ass, and they both did now. Like, what the fuck? I don't like that. But yeah, that's that. Also, I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite podcasts, The Friend Zone. They on the their last week's episode, you know, they was talking about how good Star is, and I had stopped watching Star or whatever. And so I got caught up this past Saturday only to find out the next day that they done canceled Star. What? After three seasons, Star has been canceled. And that's just disappointing, because I had just got back into it, and the way that the last episode ended for this past season, it's like, damn, the way it ended, you don't see nobody with a happy ending. So that just sucks. Also, I'm finding out that Empire has also been canceled. So this upcoming season, season 6, will be the final season. And so they're letting everybody know so that they can just have their... This is what they should have did the Star, I think, so we can get this happy ending. But anyway, they're hoping all the fans lean into it, watch it, and see how it ends, you know? It's been 6 years, so that's pretty dope, you know? They had a good running. And they said that Jesse will not be returning for the final season, even though this is the final season. They said that they wrapped up his story when he got married and he had his happy ending. I still got to get caught up on Empire. They're also saying that the season suffered tremendously in ratings because of the whole incident with Jesse, which I don't know if I can blame that on Jesse. I mean, I feel like each season is kind of been dwindling, but I don't know. I haven't seen the like the ratings on that, but... That's just how I feel. And I've been rambling on and on for the hot tops this week. So I'm going to just go ahead and peace out.
So we're doing this impromptu podcast about the Aisha Curry and Red Table Talk situation. Me and Farron have a podcast called Millennial Frequency that actually comes out every Tuesday. And this was such an emergency that we was like, we're going to go ahead and talk about it now. It'll be a very healthy 20-minute discussion. Please put respectful opinions in the comment section, because we definitely want to interact with you all And as well, we'll have a podcast playback as we do every Tuesday, and we'll give you all of the platforms so that you can continue to listen to us and our opinions. But thank you for joining in. So, this entire day has been like a circus online. Like, I literally have a minor headache about it. How do you feel about everything so far?
I've seen a couple of memes. I haven't really been on like that, but I'm like, the few memes that I've seen, it's like kind of like, damn, why I gotta do Aisha like that?
Well, let's first break down what happened. So she went to the Red Table Talks, which is Jada Pinkett Smith's, it's like a digital programming for therapy where people can kind of get on, talk about how they're feeling, mm-hmm. what they're thinking, all types of stuff. She has various topics and she has various guests. And so she invited Aisha Curry, as well as Steph Curry's mom. And of course her mom was at the table. I'm not quite sure who other people were at the table. If y'all can get it to the comment section and remind me. But there's been this
little... It was her stepmom, Steph Curry's mom, her mother-in-law, Steph Curry's sister, and then another sister-in-law. So they're all married to ballers. They NBA players.
Okay. So they're all married to ballers, NBA players. But the part that has just been driving the internet crazy all today is this clip where Aisha is having a very vulnerable moment about not mm-hmm. feeling as desirable after marrying her husband and being a mother of three, which I don't have kids. I'm not married yet, but who can't relate to not wanting to be, you know, desirable? And so,
right. I feel like everybody should be able to relate a little bit. I would think, unless y'all all bad bitches and y'all feel like y'all are 10 all the time, but I can relate to you.
But that's what I'm realizing is that everybody is a bad one. Everyone has it all together. Everyone is perfect. Everyone is super confident. And a lot of men are weighing in and making this thing way bigger than what it is. A lot of men and other people are pretty much stating that they feel that she, how can I put this in words? They're basically saying that she's insulting her husband. She's making this about him having a lot of women be attracted to him only. And she's feeling like, I don't know, like she got her foot one way in and one way out the door. I can't even get it out, but it's so frustrating. And my head is like literally kind of like pounding about it. So I wanted to make this interactive. It's not just going to be me and Farron talking. How do some of y'all feel about it? And we'll definitely kind of read through and sort through how y'all are thinking.
Yeah.
Emily said she can't be on here too long. Okay, we ain't gonna hold you. I don't want to be on here longer than 20 minutes, to be honest. Do any of y'all have any opinions about it? Yay, nay. Well, I'll just tell y'all how I feel, and then we can go from there. I posed the question, is it okay to be vulnerable? That's something I'm actually thinking about, living through, reading about myself. There are certain sectors of myself that I feel, especially going into this entertainment realm, that I have to kind of protect. But it's also not healthy for me. It's not necessarily that I need to hop online and tell everyone my business, but you have to have parts of you that you're willing to be open about and free about, especially if you are an artist. So I think this Red Table Talks, as well as just conversations about mental health, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, is important. And we make it so normal. Let's make this so normal that it doesn't feel weird about talking about it. I mean, we talk about diabetes, we talk about high blood pressure, we talk about health issues, but we never talk about the mind. When are you checking in on your mind? It's definitely prayer, but it's not just secluded to prayer. It's definitely meditation, but most of us don't even know how to meditate. It's about taking that time to kind of see, is there some toxic behavior about me? What is working? How can I celebrate myself? So Aisha having a statement like this, her being a celebrity wife and her being a chef herself, because she is her own woman, her being vulnerable for free was exciting and thrilling to see, especially in the Black community. So I encourage it. I'm not going to shun her. I want to continue to see more moments where we're doing this for each other. And instead of tearing her down, let's uplift her. So that's my statement. Yeah. How do you feel about it?
I definitely appreciate Aisha doing that because she is definitely not the only one who feels that way. I'm not married, I have kids, but I've been in a relationship and felt like, you know, still, you know, feel like the same way. Do I still have it? You know, not trying to cheat or anything, but it's still nice to know that other people appreciate the way you look. And I know she, if you ask Beyonce, like all these people who people, everybody says is a 10 and look up to for their beauty and talent, I'm sure they feel that way in their marriage or in their relationship before.
It's
so
really that simple. It's really that simple. It really just like boils down to not just the gas station man, because I've been seeing that. I've been seeing that all day. Like, hey girl, how you doing? Let me borrow a dollar. Like, we don't want just that. We just want to know that as women, we're still desirable, period. You know, if you wear a fresh outfit and no one compliments you that day, I bet you're going to wear that outfit tomorrow, or you're going to take it off until you can go somewhere where someone sees you. Like, that's just who we are as people. And if you want to put that under the sector of being insecure, go ahead, do that. But I just think that that's pretty normal behavior. And I'm glad she made herself very visible in that light. Let's go to the comment section, because like I said, I don't want us to be on here all night. And happy Teacher Appreciation Week. As well as thank you, yes. Nurses. Happy teacher, appreciate, not teacher. Happy Nurses Week as well. Okay. Let's see. So Jamel, my fiance, said, I'm so sick of us trying to police how people talk. Everyone doesn't always have to say it your way. I agree. Like, she got it out. That's the thing. Like, I don't know if anyone has ever went to therapy or ever had a moment where you're just saying it. My friend Emily is on here, and I think we talked maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I was opening up to her about some specific things, and it literally took an hour trying to articulate what I was thinking. But she was there enough for me as a friend where she could wait for me to get my words out and then help me organize my thoughts. So I don't see how she should be policed for that. I mean, she was being herself. She was being free. Because that's what Red Table Talks is, and she's being beaten up for it. So I don't like it.
Yeah.
Emily also says, speak your truth and be authentic. Vulnerability takes courage. It takes a lot of courage. Let's see. I'm glad Aisha talked. Tanya said, I'm glad Aisha talked about it because I look at her and feel like she has the perfect life. She showed that nobody has the perfect life. And even the beautiful wives and beautiful kids feel insecure sometimes. I mean, that's the other thing I like about Red Table Talk. Because I don't know if you've seen it, Farron, but there's like the Red Table Talk episode about Jada feeling a certain way about Will. Have you seen that one? Mm-hmm. And Will just
Was that when she had Will on?
Yeah, she had Will on it. She was ready to get a divorce almost because it was like she was his shadow at some point. But Jada had it going on. She was like the small petite woman that had it going on. And then here it is. Now you added that Smith to that Pickett. You don't see her. You didn't see her at some point as in many roles that she was supposed to be in. You didn't see her. Mm-hmm. Her visibility just kind of like went to the back. Michelle Obama's another person who was another strong figure, and then she gets married to Barack, and then Barack becomes the president, and now I'm just his little wife. Like, who wants that?
Right, yeah. Everybody has purpose, you know, whether you're married or not, and you want to live and walk in that purpose too.
Absolutely. Didi said, it's brave, and I'm sure many women can relate. I know I can.
I can too.
Jamel responded to Emily, exactly. People want simplistic surface dialogue. Hell, give me something real to listen to. Finally, can we get in a world of Instagram models and reality TV? Can we have some real dialogue?
Please.
Yes, humanity needs authenticity. We are deprived of it. Momager Bria said, I'm glad she said what she said because I feel exactly how she feels. Completely the same. Want to read that last comment there?
Yeah, Emily, but why does it seem that only women are behind Aisha? The lack of support for men is disappointing. Yeah, that does suck. Like, why is it? Why do people have a problem with Aisha? I know she said some stuff in the past. It's been kind of, you know, side-eyeing, but come on, that's the past.
I feel like it's, and specifically, I'll generalize it and then I'll get specific. I feel like women have always been secondary as far as their voices are concerned. Like, men don't necessarily have to listen to us. They created the ladies' books in the very beginning of the time when they were talking about women and how we should be and who we should be and the types of ways we should serve them. And we've been going by those lady books ever since. Please do your research on what I'm talking about if you're confused. But we've never had an opportunity to hone and own our narrative. And now that we're being the voice of our own stories, it's very complex for them. They've always been a part of that process. So it's not even about being a feminist or a womanist. It's just that in today's age, women have our own voices and you have to listen. And if you don't listen, you will be confused. This whole women are complicated thing is because you never took out the time to listen to us.
Exactly.
Take out the time, exactly. Listen, hear. It's okay. We're going to still give you an opportunity to kind of hear what you're saying, but don't be so zoomed in on your ego and your arrogance that you're not even taking out the time to understand what's going on. Just saying. That's
humility. Yeah, you have not been listening to feel like she was coming after Steph or she was trying to be disrespectful to Steph. Like, how?
I honestly don't know either what that looks or means. I mean, personally, I don't even think this has anything to do with Steph Curry. I think Steph is her husband. But it has nothing to do with him. And if y'all watched the segment, especially that one specific clip, what's cool about it is she's getting the words out almost like vomit. And then Jada Pinkett and Steph Curry's mom and Jada Pinkett Smith's mom are helping her derive to this answer of confusion about what it is she's trying to say. They're trying to help her get the words out. It's okay, because I felt that way too. Will, another powerful man, he put me in a space like that, or I was in that same space. Maybe he didn't put me in that space, but I was in that same space. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, we need that reassurance that we're not tripping sometimes. We need that reassurance that it's not just us, you know? And that was the cool part about watching it. It's like, I can relate to that. I get it. Dee Dee said humanist. Jamel said, even as a man, I could grasp it. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being able to grasp it because a lot of brothers didn't for some reason. It was just too complex. But we're going to spend just a little bit more time on here. If you all have anything that you want to kind of add to what we're saying, please get into the comment section. Maybe we missed some stuff. Because this stuff has been going crazy. We'll probably be on here for 5 more minutes. Joseph said he's watching. Okay. What Bria said. You want to read that for us, Farron?
Yeah. I'm tired of men saying, what if Steph said what Aisha said? And that needs to be cleared. Let me tell you, a man will never scream it. They will just go with another woman and leave. Damn, it's true. I agree.
The problematic part about it is that lack of communication is why we are not staying together as families. People don't want to talk about what their issues are. They just rather be with someone else or rather get in a divorce or rather go and tell mama and them, but never talk to the actual person you're with. So it's unhealthy. And if this is going to be, if mental health is going to be important, let it be important in all sectors. All right. What's the next one?
I've seen a lot of single women and men stating that she is lacking in self-love. Self-love has nothing to do with what she said. You can have all the self-love, just need reassurance. And that's from Kanae Yvette Turner.
Yes. Love you, Kanae. I mean, she's not lying. If it's solely based in self-love, then let it be that. But it had everything to do with her just wanting that extra oomph. I mean, like, who doesn't want... Who, please get in the comment section, who doesn't have a mirror in their home? Right? You want that mirror. Do you go a day without passing your mirror? I'm asking you, Farron.
Hell no. I mean, I'm always in the mirror. You know, I like to take selfies a couple times a day. No.
Everybody has a mirror. Why? Because you want to make sure you're good. You want to make sure you're checked out before you leave the house. So... an opportunity to speak these thoughts out, it's the same level. You want to make sure, especially when you're around a group of women that you love and care and they cherish you as much as you cherish them, you want to make sure that y'all are on the same page. You want to make sure that you're not tripping. You want them to check you. You know, if I'm thinking something is wrong, kind of help me, correct me. That's what we should be doing each other, doing for each other, and especially with spaces for women. Any good woman would do that. Sonya says, people are jumping on her because they only heard a small sound bite, boom, or heard a clickbait headline from the interview. They think she's simply saying, I want attention from other men to feel pretty. That's not what she's at all.
That's not what she was saying.
It's comical. I'm not going to even lie. Some of these memes are really creative and funny, but it's sad that her whole point is being missed because of it. And I'm like, maybe the internet is just really bored because we haven't had a few good memes in a while. So maybe y'all just really wanted a talking subject because things were becoming too clean and too clear. The toxicity was just dying out. Let's make some toxic mess so we can have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Want to keep reading for us?
Where are we? Okay.
Didi said, or just cheat. Jamil said, there's a lack of intellectual depth in America. This situation shows it. Emotional empathy as well. Nobody is empathetic anymore. Everyone just kind of lives in their own bubble. And everyone is pretending they have this facade that they're too good to have feelings. Which is like, why?
Yeah. Walt said, I think something that got lost in the situation is that guys have to realize that the dialogue was occurring amongst other women. Mm. Last time I checked, Red Table is a show probably more geared towards a female audience. I took her statement as her being open amongst women. She was not considering how men would have taken her comment because it was a chance for her to show her vulnerability. I'll be honest, I see how and understand why the men feel the way they feel. But more importantly, she is sharing her truth. Long story short, I never thought a wife in her position could feel that way. It was enlightening for me. If anything, if it matters, I would have said it differently. But if you listen to the entire episode and look deeper into the context, she didn't commit any crime against her husband. Sorry for the long coming. No, you're good.
No, thank you. I appreciate a difference of opinion, and I appreciate you at least taking out the time to try to figure out what she's saying. I mean, I said it a little bit earlier before we started, but if you've ever had a moment where you're just trying to get the words out, they don't always come out perfectly.
Exactly. Right.
They don't always sound the best, you know, but the point is to get it out. And then to add to it, the women around that table, they were helping her on something that they had already dealt with. It was a discovery. Mm-hmm. It was settling in her, but it was also something that they've already been dealing with or have dealt with at one point. They said, hey, no, it's okay. I felt the same way. They probably are hitting on you, but you've been out of the game so long. You don't even know what that looks like. And to be honest with you, if I didn't have single friends, I probably wouldn't know what that looks like either. To be honest with you, because I'm constantly in dialogue about what the opposite sex is thinking, not just my significant other. So if she's only with her married husband, she's only around her three kids, she's in the third world when it comes to these types of conversations. But they can... Girl, he told you you had a nice dress on and you just thought he was being nice. That was him flirting. Like, she can bring you back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Walt, for that. Also, I look forward to you holding up an Oscar one day. Thank you. I look forward to it as well. And I love all the great work you're doing with your fitness training. And you're a great vet. I can't wait to see you do great things. Okay, y'all. Let's see how much more time we got. We got 2 more minutes. Anything else anybody want to say? I really appreciate the dialogue. We're not in an echo chamber where we want everyone to think and feel and sound like us. But this was just too hot to let go by. And if you didn't get to hear the whole thing, of course, you can go to my page or Farron's page to watch the playback. But we'll also have our podcast that comes out every Tuesday talking about it, too. Want to read the last one?
Yeah, Joseph Polk said, I think that's what the uproar of social media boils down to at the end of the day. Most men think about everything in black and white and won't grasp her truth and seeing what she said. Yeah.
Exactly. They just want something to talk about. They really do. Last thing, if you understand where Aisha is coming from, if you've ever felt like, man, I've been in this relationship or this marriage for a while, but I wonder if I still got it, get into the comment section. Let us know. Was she alone? I'll admit, I mean, I never gave it deep thought, but I definitely want to be desirable to someone outside of my fiance. I'm just being honest. I don't want him to think that. I don't want to think that he's the only person who likes or looks at me and thinks, wow, she's great. Anybody else feeling that way?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely understand and felt that way before. So
I guess not. I guess we're the only ones. I guess it's just us two and Aisha. Dang. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're not going to hold y'all up. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, we're on all the time. This is actually our second year. So definitely tap in to Millennial Frequency. We'll post all of the information so that you'll be able to see it. We're on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, pretty much everything. So you can't miss us. I also have my own show. It's called The Shift. It's on Instagram Live. You can watch that playback. We also have our own web series. It's called Unstuck. It's on YouTube. You can watch all of that. We got so much content. You never should be bored with conversations like this. Okay? Don't get caught up in the drama. There's some fresh creations out there that we got. So definitely tap into it. Farron, you want to give your Instagram or your Twitter?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. That's Sofrio, S-O-F-R-I-O _87. And I am Rasta Farron on Twitter.
Absolutely. I am Tasia on Instagram. I_am_TEZYA. I will be honest with you. I'm very vulnerable. So if you don't like a vulnerable Tasia, don't follow. That's just how it is. That's who I am. I'm also on Twitter as I_am_TEZYA. So that's for my Instagram and my Twitter. Definitely should be trying to do better on Twitter. Who's on Twitter? And who can help me build my Twitter base up?
Yes, help.
Oh, let's tell them as well the Instagram for Millennial Frequency.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram. It's Millennial Frequency. On Instagram, on Twitter, it's Millennial Freak, F-R-E-Q-1. And then here on Facebook, it's Millennial Frequency Podcast.
All right. Good night, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Get some shut-eye. Please don't listen to all of this distorted noise. They're trying to change her voice because they're bored out of their freaking minds. Don't get into it. Find something else to do and be discerning more, most importantly, okay? Thank y'all.
Bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Millennial Frequency.
As always, we appreciate your listening and your engagement. We definitely want you to make sure that you're following us on all social media platforms. So where can they find us, Fairy?
You can find us on Instagram under Millennial Frequency, on Facebook, Millennial Frequency Podcast, and on Twitter as Millennial Freak, FREQ1.
Absolutely. And if you want to find us on our personal pages as well on social media, you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter as I_am_TEZYA.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram, Sofrio_87, Facebook, Fair Monique Jackson, and on Twitter as Bohemian Baddie or Rastafarian. Yeah. And then also, if you want to email us questions or have any feedback or anything, you can also hit up our email account, which is millennialfrequency18@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Is there anything you want to hear, something that we haven't talked about, a very specialty topic that you're just burning for us to have a discussion about? Definitely get in the comment section or DM us or email us as well.
Yes, and make sure you hit the link in the bio to get the platforms on where we're posted and check us out.
Check us out. Okay, guys, I hope you have a great day. Stay blessed. And as always, you were listening to Millennial
Frequency.
I'm Tasia.
And I am Farron.
And we're out.